coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. 2010 is being called a stopgap year in British Columbia racing. The business there is holding its own, according to sources, but holding its own is not enough. They want to grow the business. And to talk about that, on the other end of my line is Executive Director of the BC Standard Bred Association, Rod Hare. Rod, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Norm.
You had a meeting last week in which you talked about allocations of money, and it was called a stopgap year, 2010. There have been some cuts made. There's going to be cuts in race dates for both the T-bred and standard bred side. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, they're not big cuts. I guess it'll be up to 4 weeks in the whole season. And one of those reasons is, we'll cut back the overlap a little bit between thoroughbred and standardbred in the fall. It's not a critical issue.
Okay.
For us, we might cut up to 8 days as a maximum.
So where are the real savings going to be made that would justify calling this a stopgap year?
I think we were operating on a fairly tight budget and model anyway, so there's not huge savings. Everybody will tighten their belt a little bit and ensure that money's going to the right places. We'll probably stop supporting some sort of discretionary spend.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion and marketing is going to be actually taken on by BCLC.
I wanted to bring that up because they are going to kick in $500,000 in cash or kind for marketing. I don't know how that fits into the big picture, but it sounds like a lot of money.
I don't know how far it will go because obviously you're promoting both standardbred racing, thoroughbred racing, and of course the teletheater operations. But I think they're going to work more closely with Teletheater BC, and I think in that regard it'll be money well spent.
Great Canadian Gaming says they'll give up $500,000 of their allocation, which will put the racing operations in a deficit. Overall, there's going to be about a $750,000 shortfall. Now, the government says it's going to be eliminated over the coming year. They just don't say how. Any ideas of what that might entail?
The government indicated they're trying to balance the budget and still give us all what we need to operate successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And basically on the same sort of level that we were last year. So they said they're going to come up with $750,000 from somewhere, and frankly, we don't care where.
As long as it's not from racing.
Yeah, the idea is there won't be, so.
Well, that's good. Now, another issue which I was curious about, Great Canadian Gaming says they're going to defer as part of this cost-cutting the $2.7 million owed to them from the thoroughbred sector. I'm just wondering, what part of the thoroughbred, what is that, like stall rentals? Or?
No, it's they got into a purse deficit, so they paid out a little bit more than they took in from that perspective, and Great Canadian was effectively managing the purse pool, and it created a bit of a deficit by year end, and you know that generally speaking that could be paid back over the off season, but in order to make sure that there's enough money going forward, that they just isolated that.
Now, will Sandown Park be racing at all in 2010?
No, it won't.
Okay. Fraser Downs, beautiful facility. Sandown, same thing. Overall, how would you rate the state of racing in British Columbia, Rod?
Well, I actually think that it's in reasonable shape. We actually went through 2009. We had a few hiccups at the beginning of the year because we were probably paying purses that were a bit large for our revenue, but we fixed that, and as the 2009-2010 season progressed from September, we were actually up on last year. So
really,
yeah,
good stuff.
It's going pretty well. We had full card. What we're lacking is growth. Holding the pattern isn't good enough.
Well, the mere fact that you're holding your own, and I know that you've set high standards, but the mere fact that you're holding your own speaks well, not just for racing in BC, but hopefully for the entire industry. You're setting an example of cooperation between all the participants in the industry out there, and continued success.
Oh, thank you very much.
Rod Hare, a pleasure having you with us on Trot Radio.
It was my pleasure.